February 28th, Frédéric Chopin's Country Idyll with George Sand. On this day in 1789, the composer Frédéric Chopin was born in Warsaw. Chopin's name is much linked with George Sand, the diminutive but feisty cross-dressing authoress. Chopin would often spend summers at Sand's country estate at Nohant in France, where life was relaxed. The painter Delacroix was another visitor. "The host could not be more pleasant in entertaining me. When we are not all together at dinner, lunch, playing billiards, or walking, each of us stays in his room reading or lounging around on a couch. Sometimes through the window, which opens on the garden, a gust of music wafts up from Chopin at work. All this mingles with the songs of nightingales and the fragrance of roses." That's what Delacroix wrote to a friend. Sadly, Chopin and Sand quarrelled and their relationship ended. Chopin's work and output is said to have suffered. How much Sand was an inspiration to him, we don't really know. Here is a rather strange poem to Chopin by American poet Emma Lazarus. "A dream of interlinking hands, of feet tireless to spirit, the unseen fairy woof of the entangling waltz. Bright eye beams meet, gay laughter echoes from the vaulted roof. Warm perfumes rise, the soft unflickering glow of branching lights sets off the changeful charms of glancing gems. Rich stuffs the dazzling snow of decks unkerchiefed and bare, clinging arms. Hark to the music, how beneath the strain of reckless revelry vibrates and sobs one fundamental chord of constant pain. The pulse beat of the poet's heart that throbs, so yearns, though all the dancing waves rejoice, the troubled sea's disconsolate deep voice." Today I will remember that serenity, courage, and wisdom are all that I need to cope with life.